If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
In mid-November last year, we had Angela here on this program, brain cancer survivor, homeopath, and author. And we were talking then about the human health effects of fluoride in the water and fluorine tablets at the time. She is based in Hastings, and we have some information the ongoing effort of the Ministry of Health to fluoridate water supplies around the country, a kind of an update with what's going on in that area. So, Angela, welcome back.
Thank you.
I can see you, but nice to hear from you again as well.
That's great.
Okay, so we'll get on to your new book before we're done and how people can get to that. First of all, I'm looking here at a letter, which is from Dr. Diana Sifati, Director General of Health, to Russell George, Executive or Chief Executive, Kawerau District Council, and regarding community water fluoridation court decision update. Now, I could sit here and read the whole thing through, and maybe we could look at a few words. But essentially, what is that communication about, do you think?
Well, it's gone out to all the councils, as far as we know, the ones that were directed to fluoridate again.
The 14.
Yeah. That's right, 14. And Hastings District Council was one of those. Now, it's 75 years that Hastings has had fluoride in the water, bar the last 8 years. And they are putting it back into our water next week. So this is a big violation of the human right that we all have to refuse medical treatment. And putting fluoride into the water is medical treatment. So there is a whole group of us, and there are fluoride-free groups right around New Zealand that are protesting about this, because we don't want this neurotoxin in our water supply.
In this letter, she's saying, as you are aware, 10th of November 2023, the High Court issued its judgment on the preliminary issue, finding that the Director General of Health made an error of law by not explicitly considering the rights under, New Zealand Bill of Rights Act 1990 in making a decision. I said I wouldn't read anything from here, but here I go. Making a decision on each direction. There was a second hearing, 2nd Feb 2024, to consider the validity of the current directions and any relief. In other words, it's ongoing.
That's right.
Still in process. And
that's right.
We know that Nelson have reserved any move or paused it, whatever the word you want to use, until December 2024 for doing anything, because they want to see how this pans out. How come where you are, they're jumping into it like this?
Asked them for the same extension as Nelson City, and they have refused to do that, which is why they're now saying that they'll do it next week. And as I understand it, it's because they are afraid of the $200,000 fine that the Ministry of Health will slap on them.
Afraid?
They don't do it. Exactly.
Well, like cowering little scaredy cats.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, $200,000 and then $10,000 a day is what the Ministry of Health is threatening them if they don't put the fluoride in the water. And our council don't have the guts to stand up and say, well, actually, we've looked at the research. We see that there are neurotoxic effects on babies.
Or even that there's a question of it, because they'll go to the only as far as they can go. But even saying that is enough.
That's right. And the fact that every single person should make decisions about health themselves. It shouldn't be made by a Ministry of Health or even a Hastings District Council. It's up to every individual to make their own choice about whether they take fluoride or not. And this is the fundamental challenge that the New Zealand Health looked at in that court case in New Zealand. And this is what the Bill of Rights is all about, our right to make a decision over our own bodies rather than have it dictated to by a central government or even a local government.
Yeah, who is compliant.
Who's compliant.
Like, it, right. You couldn't be more compliant.
That's right. So there'll be a protest at the Hastings District Council in Eastbourne Street at 12 noon today.
Well, that's good to know. So do you think enough pressure can be brought to bear on the politicians? Because it does seem now in some places we're seeing a little light under the door, where when there's a realisation that there is a significant, and you can see it, it's definable, they know it's there, significant number of people who oppose something, they kind of bend, they start to bend.
That's right. It's like a drip of water coming out of the tap. You know, it's drip, drip, yep. Drip, drip. And then after a while, that drip really gets to people.
Yeah, because you're thinking, all I'm seeing is people hammering me about this issue.
That's
what's
right.
Going on, you know?
That's right. And when there are so many water issues in councils already for the infrastructure, you have to ask them, why are you spending money on fluoridation?
Is it the councillors or the council officers? Because this is addressed, I guess, as it would be to the chief executive. But who's really making this happen? Who's really scared of the 200K fine?
Well, I got an email from Sandra Hazelhurst, our mayor, and that's what she said. They're too afraid of getting fine. So that is what's pushing them to continue to do it. So it's the council that are making that decision.
But you can say to, I don't know, whoever, we're not paying it. Come and get it. Good luck. You'll be met with all sorts of locals with pitchforks potentially. But okay, come on, let's have a go. And then, you know, you're going to look like the mean monster and we're going to look like the local heroes. But bring it on. It could happen that way.
It could happen that way. Yeah, if they had the courage, and it takes courage to stand against a central government, but that's what's required in this situation. Because if they don't have the courage, they're continuing to make their population sicker and sicker from the fluoride that's put in the water.
Okay, so this sounds like it's inevitability. Also, in that letter, the Director General of Health, Dr. Diana Safati, says that they're continuing to provide support to local authorities that are implementing their directions, including by providing funding for the capital works. So it just rolls on. They don't assume that they'll be stopped at all.
No.
In the way it's written. The serfs are a little pissed off, but, you know, the freight train rolls on and we're even forking out the money to make you do it.
The reason that we want the delay is because there has been a huge court case in the United States and we're waiting for the findings.
Is that the California case?
Yes. Yeah. And that's where the Supreme Court judge, Edward Chan, has heard both sides of the scientific argument. He's met with a lot of the researchers. He's heard firsthand whether this fluoride mineral is causing neurotoxic harm to babies. So we're waiting, and this is why we want...
What we heard about that case is that the argument that it's damaging was very powerfully put compared to any other argument coming the other way, was what was reported. And the people we've interviewed and talked to about that, yeah. So that could come out with a finding that these guys are on the wrong side of.
That's right, absolutely. So it's in their interest to actually delay it.
Okay, so we know that there's that gathering today. So before you go, Angela, it's not your first book, not your first rodeo, as they say. You've got a new book. It's called Key Flowers. And just quickly, what's that about and how can people find out more, let's say?
Well, my book is my personal story with being given fluorine tablets when I was 5 months old. And that was a directive from the doctor to my mother. So she did the right thing. She followed the doctor's rules. Yeah. But 55 years later, I ended up with a pineal tumour. And the pineal gland, like the teeth and the bones, is very calcified. So it's a place where fluoride is put. Oh, and it hardens. It causes a tumour. And this is what fluoride does in the whole body. It hardens substances that have calcium in it. And we don't want hard substance. We don't want hard organs and tissues in the body. We want flexible ones.
Yep.
And so people get to their 60s and 70s and they fall over and break bones. Their teeth start snapping because this is what fluoride has done to us. So this story is really about my journey to discover all of this and to tell how I have been impacted. And it's been 3 brain operations, 6 weeks of radiation therapy, and 2 years when I couldn't work because I was in a hydrocephalus state, which means you're basically in la-la land. You can't think properly. You just watch TV. You don't do anything.
Well, that wouldn't be good.
No, it's not good.
That would have taken you backwards, depending on what channel you were watching.
Yeah. You know, the person who has it isn't so concerned. It's family members that are really concerned because you can't remember things. You don't behave in the way that you did in the past. So all of this is a huge expense that the government has had to fund. They've paid for all of that recovery process.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just doesn't make sense to be making people sicker and sicker and sicker, and our hospital system resources all being caught up in repairing people who have fluoride toxicity.
I read another story, I think it was an RNZ story, related to Hastings and fluoride going back in. And I think it was the mayor who was talking very enthusiastically about fluoride, but also about chlorine. Like, couldn't wait to get them both in together.
Yeah.
There seems to be an obsession with a sort of a synthetic approach to things. You know, the real thing is kind of not good enough.
That's right.
In that thinking.
And when you look back to the 1930s, there was a dental officer that came to New Zealand and he looked at all the teeth of Māori communities. And they were fabulous. They were so strong, so good, because they weren't eating sugar.
Yeah.
They were eating food from the sea and from the bush. So, you know, it's not about not having fluoride. It's about not having a good diet. And that's what the message needs to be from the Ministry of Health. Let's clean up the diet. Get rid of the sugar. Stop putting your children to bed with a Coca-Cola bottle.
Who does that? No one I know, I hope.
This is why a lot of these children's teeth disappear, because they go to sleep with a Coca-Cola bottle instead of a milk bottle.
Oh, that's stunning ignorance, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Or no care. Well, I don't think it's a lack of caring. I think it's just unimaginable ignorance.
And it's an economic decision. That milk is more expensive than Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Okay, so where can people go to buy the book?
It's in independent bookshops around New Zealand. I'm slowly getting them to come on board with it. Some of the libraries are taking it up, and you can get it from my website, which is concordiahealth.co.nz.
And how are you feeling right now, health-wise?
Much, much better than I was a few years ago, because using homeopathy has really helped me to recover from the many different therapies and treatments that I've had to have. So, I'm feeling
good. At least you've been able to do something about it.
That's right. And this is what the Key Flower book's all about, that we pick these flowers and they open a cave of riches for us. And for me, my cave of riches was homeopathy.
Wow. Okay. Mine was microphones.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
We all have our thing, eh?
We do. We do.
Good to catch up with you again, and maybe drop us a line. Someone could anyway, to let us know what size that gathering that you talked about hits, because we'd be really interested to know. Anyway, good luck, and we'll talk again sometime, I'm sure.
Thank you. Lovely to see you.
If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and the dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.